This week on Main Menu, we bring you a very special presentation, an interview with Jonathan Mosen. Jonathan Mosen has recently joined Freedom Scientific, and we discuss that this week on Main Menu. The last time that a lot of us heard from you on the internet was during the ACB 2006 convention, when you were interviewed quite frequently, actually, on ACB Radio Interactive. Now you're in New Zealand, correct?
That's right. We've moved into our new house and getting everything set up, and finally, after some delay, we have all of our possessions from the United States arrive about a week ago, so we're really feeling like we've settled in at last.
How has Julia enjoyed New Zealand so far, now that she's moved from America to New Zealand?
She's really enjoying it. I think every so often she finds something that comes up and she says, "How weird."
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but generally she seems to be really enjoying it. She is enjoying, I think, the warmth of the people and how welcoming everybody's been. She found when we came back, actually it was a pretty tough winter here in Christchurch, and it was really cold when we got back, actually, more cold than normal in Christchurch. And so I did, even though air conditioning is not that common in New Zealand, or at least it hasn't been till recently, I did actually, we got an air conditioning system installed. But apart from that, no, she seems to be really enjoying it. She's signed up with our blindness agency here, and, you know, getting guide dog O&M and all of those sorts of things. So, and of course, she still has her blog. I do give her a gentle ribbing about how infrequently she posts to it, but hopefully she'll be able to keep people up to date with how she's adjusting to New Zealand life on that.
Oh, that'd be great. Do you think she'd mind giving that address here on Main Menu?
www.julesflute.com.
Okay.
JulesFlute.com.
Okay, great. So at least we'll be able to at least see, you know, kind of what's happening with her going from America to New Zealand. I think that's, I'd like to see her blog a little bit more about that. I would be really intrigued by, you know, some of the differences that she's finding that, you know, between America and New Zealand. I think it'd be really
interesting. I'll tell you one thing that she has found. What is Jif?
Jif?
Yeah.
Oh, peanut butter.
Right. Now, if you go into a supermarket in this country and ask for Jif, you get a bathroom cleaning liquid.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Just don't try putting that on your toast.
No, that probably wouldn't taste too good.
Yeah, there are lots of little things like that. And she's been busy unpacking boxes and getting settled in, but I'm sure she could come up with a few anecdotes like that for the future.
On August 31st, we saw a public announcement from Freedom Scientific announcing that you were coming on board with Freedom Scientific as a vice president of... Can you tell us what your title is there now?
My title is vice president of blindness hardware product management at Freedom Scientific.
Okay. And what will you be responsible for in that position?
Essentially all of the blindness hardware that Freedom Scientific produces. So that includes the PackMate, it includes the Focus line of refreshable braille displays, it includes Sera, which is a really exciting tool, that's the scanning and reading appliance, and of course also any software that is required for those devices to work. So we have all sorts of things for the PackMate, such as the StreetTalk GPS package, the ScanTalker barcode scanning system, the face-to-face communicator for deafblind people, which is a really exciting product, the EFS reader. So there's really quite a lot in the portfolio that I'm looking after right now.
Okay, so now FS Reader, even though there's a software version of that as well as a hardware version, that's going to fall under your realm as well then?
Well, in the sense of the one that runs on the PackMate.
But not the one that runs on the desktop, then?
Right. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of crossover and cooperation. Eric Damry, who's working on the software side of things, and I are in very regular touch and work together on a whole bunch of issues. Because what you often find is that with desktop JAWS, you find some features that make their way in there that we can then fairly easily transpose, if you like, to the PackMate.
Sure, actually that's very, very true, because the PackMate really does use a great deal of the features of JAWS, and that's actually
right.
One of its benefits.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, okay. Now, before we get into specific product type questions, I thought we would go ahead and go back and talk a little bit about HumanWare, if that's all right?
Sure.
You know, obviously in the technology industry, people in middle management and upper level management positions move around all the time, and that's fine, and it's actually a very common thing that's really heard of. However, in this industry, it's a little different in that the community is very, very small. And, you know, obviously you came from Humanware over to Freedom Scientific. And there's been lots of questions both on mailing lists and personal discussions and internet radio shows and things of this nature. And one of the questions that has come up is, you know, for a long time, obviously, you were talking about, when you worked for Humanware, you were talking about the pros and cons of both Humanware and Freedom Scientific products. And now, really, the shoe is on the other foot. And so I was just curious as to how you think you'll handle this from the feeling that customers may have with you moving over to Freedom Scientific.
Right. There have been a lot of comments on various email lists, as you say, and this is the first time I've really had an opportunity to respond to those. So let me take some time to work through this. In the days when I was director of ACB Radio, my job there was to give as objective as possible an analysis of the industry and reviews. And if you go back to those days, I think sometime in early 2003, I did a review of the PacMate BNS as it was then, and a lot of what I had to say about the PacMate BNS, even though it was a prototype that I was using, was actually quite complimentary. And I was actually surprised that when I joined Humanware there wasn't more made out of this, because there was a lot about the PacMate that I was actually in that review very enthusiastic about. Conversely, earlier I had done a review of the Braille Note, and I was quite enthusiastic about many things there, but also made some suggestions about areas where I felt that the Braille Note was weak. Now, some of those areas I was able to address when I was managing the Braille Note product. Other criticisms of the Braille Note actually still have not been addressed from that review. When you then move on and you become an employee of an organization, your role, if you're any good at it, is to defend the company's perception of the strengths of that product with as much vigor as you can possibly do. And I like to think that I did that pretty effectively for Humanware. And also, as the manager of the product, I was able to influence its direction and behind the scenes tackle areas where I felt that the product was weak. As you rightly say, it is very common in the technology industry for people, for example, in management to move from, say, Sun to Google, or even in some cases from Microsoft to Apple. And I think one of the differences, and particularly in my case perhaps, is that because of the work I've done in internet radio, I have a reasonably high profile among internet-using blind people. And also, as you rightly say, the industry is smaller. So for some people, it becomes a bit of a shock. The other thing, too, is that although there is a lot of rivalry out there between, say, Apple users and Microsoft users, my perception is that blind people feel even more passionate about their assistive technology than sighted people tend to about their computers. And that's probably because these solutions are not cheap. People have to make a call on which solution to buy, which may have to last for quite some time before they can make a change. And when somebody is out there who is strongly identified with a given product, if they move on, you know, it takes a bit of adjusting to. But, you know, I'm just a guy who has changed jobs for, in my view, extremely good reasons, and we can perhaps come to that. And I will be giving Freedom Scientific 110%, just as I tried to in my previous employment. I would say that one of the things that really made me realize the struggle that we have with the closed kind of platform is that it's much easier to script for a particular application than it is to actually write the application. So there have been cases, for example, when KeySoft 6.1 came out, people will remember that that changed the operating system in the Braille Note, and there was quite a lot of problems for a while with the email client, and a patch was required, and people were inconvenienced and things. when you actually have to write to the email client, when you actually have to write a database package, that's a huge undertaking, and it means that you can't add as many of the features as you would like to. And as a blind person who knows how important this technology is to other blind people, I found myself becoming extremely concerned and frustrated by the fact that there were some very legitimate questions coming from Branote customers. Why can't we have instant messaging yesterday? All those sorts of things. And when you've got a small, very dedicated, excellent development team up against all of the resources of Microsoft and their Pocket PC applications and all the third-party developers out there, it really is very difficult to keep up with technology's rapid change. And technology is changing all the time. It's changing more rapidly than ever before. And so I think that's one of the things that really started to tell for me, was that I wasn't able to deliver the solutions that I know blind people absolutely had to have in order to succeed in employment and in school, with the kind of closed proprietary nature of the Branote platform.
Do you think that these factors are what led you to looking at other opportunities within the assistive technology industry, like Freedom Scientific?
Yes, I think my one of my roles obviously was to work on the roadmap for the Branote, and it became clear to me that the wish list gets longer and longer as blind people's expectations rightly become greater and greater, and it just becomes increasingly difficult, I think, to keep up. I think that the PacMate platform does mean that you can take third-party applications and script them, and it also doesn't preclude a blindness-specific solution where that's appropriate. For example, the PacMate ships with Pocket Word, as does any Pocket PC device, but it also has FSEdit, which encompasses things like Grade 2 Braille files. Obviously, you can put FSReader on the PacMate for DAISY. You can put StreetTalk for GPS solutions at a very reasonable price, I should say. So I started to think about, you know, what motivates me in any work that I've done. I guess since I left the full-time sort of radio industry about 13 years ago now, I've had some involvement in some way or another with the blind community, whether it was through my work at the Blindness Agency here in New Zealand or ACB Radio or whatever it was. And what motivates me is, how can I make the most difference for blind people? And after a lot of soul searching, I genuinely felt that this is the way that I can assist in delivering good technological outcomes. And, you know, I was well aware of the heat that would come my way for a short period and all of those things, but you know, I'm pretty tough when it comes to that sort of thing. I think in a year or two, people look at where the PacMate is and say, yep, that was a good decision. And I'm very confident that people will be pleased with where the PacMate is, even in a year's time from now.
I am sure that in your new role now, you have had an opportunity to play with the PacMate for quite some time and get a lot more familiar with how it works and its internal workings. And I was just curious as to what kind of things you were using the PacMate for.
Yeah, actually, there are some really interesting things going on. One of the things I did with my PacMate that has made life quite a lot easier is, we've just got a Windows Media Center-based PC here. And this is so that we don't have to buy a stereo system and a TV system with lots of inaccessible menus, which seems to be more the norm than not these days. So using an ActiveSync connection, we just put ActiveSync on the Windows Media Center PC, and we have a little one of those FM transmitters, you can pick them up from Sea Crane or any number of places, plugged into the sound output of the Media Center box. I can actually control the Media Center PC from anywhere in the house from my PacMate, and that's quite a nifty idea. This is the PacMate remote desktop feature, which is available for any PacMate user who has JAWS for Windows 6.2 or higher. It's a very, very cool feature, the ability to use your PC for both speech and braille via the PacMate anywhere that you have an ActiveSync connection. And with the current version of ActiveSync that we're using, that includes with a Wi-Fi connection. So I'm enjoying that. I'm also enjoying the FS Commander package, which is a free utility available from Freedom Scientific, where you can program your PacMate to be your universal remote control. And this is really useful because increasingly remote controls are about more than changing the volume or changing the channel. There are all sorts of features available on remotes, and you can just teach the PacMate how to operate each remote that you have in your house, and now I wander around and I can change the air conditioning, the TV, all sorts of things just with one accessible device. So I'm enjoying that very much as well. What else have I found? I'm enjoying the freedom to install a whole bunch of different applications. I've been Skyping on the PacMate, doing MSN Instant Messenger. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that I'm finding really of use with PacMate.
On September 15th, Freedom Scientific announced a new competitive upgrade plan for those wishing to purchase a PacMate. Can you tell us about this new plan and how it works?
Yes, well, obviously I'm enjoying using the PacMate, and I know that some RailNote users have contacted me since I've been working for Freedom Scientific saying, you know, it would be great if you guys could offer some sort of trade-in. And so we have come up with a plan called the Freedom Scientific Open Plan. And the idea of the open plan is, if particularly if you're considering transplanting from an older BrailleNote to a BrailleNote Empower, or even if you have a BrailleNote Empower and you just want to move up to an open platform, we're providing a way that will hopefully make that feasible. So if you want to trade in any model of a BrailleNote that's in working order, so it could be a Classic, it could be a PK, it could be an Empower, you give that to us in the United States and Canada, and you can have a PacMate BX400 or QX400 for $700. You can have a PacMate BX420 or QX420 for $1,500. And finally, a PacMate BX440 or QX440 for $2,250. So $2,250. And there are all sorts of advantages here. Firstly, the transplant program that is being offered by HumanWare does not include VoiceNote users. Secondly, if you have a BrailleNote 18 and you transplant, then it costs you the same to transplant as it does a 32 cell user. With this option, you can actually get an extra 22 cells for the same price as a transplant, or you can save a little bit of money and get the 20-cell PacMate. You still get two extra cells, but you save about $700 on the deal. So essentially, there's a maximum of 70% savings on the retail price of a PacMate with this plan. We're intending to run it to the end of 2006, and the response has been really good already. It's just been 24 hours since we announced this, and we've had a lot of people sending email to openplan@freedomscientific.com with inquiries, and some people saying, you know, when can I get this going? So we've been delighted with the response so far.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. The pricing seems to be pretty significantly discounted.
Yeah, it's obviously our hope that if we can encourage people to come over to the PacMate and enjoy the benefits of all the things that many BrailleNote users want today, such as spreadsheets, the ability to do Skype, instant messaging, the increase of Braille cells, a whole bunch of other useful functionality that, you know, that over time they'll become satisfied and loyal customers, and it's worth our while to offer such a substantial discount.
Now, is this also being offered for other competitive products, or is it strictly restricted to HumanWare product lines?
This particular plan is available for HumanWare note takers. We have had other plans in the past. For example, there was a long-running promotion where you could trade up quite competitively from the Blazy note takers, which of course are also Freedom Scientific products. So these promotions come and go.
But what about like the BrailleSense from GW Micro, for example?
That's not included in this particular plan.
Obviously, you've just really started there, so it's really kind of difficult to determine exactly where you might be heading so far with product lines. But have you thought about or have any ideas as to where you might be taking the family of products with Freedom Scientific?
Oh, lots of ideas. My time at the moment has been spent really familiarizing myself with the products, getting to know some of the really great people at Freedom Scientific. And I should say that one of the things that's really impressed me for a long time about Freedom Scientific, and I guess this dates back to the Henter Joyce days really, is that there's a good number of blind people who work for Freedom. And I think when you look at the features that get into products like JAWS, for example, and how easy it is to navigate the web. Little things like just so many controls to navigate around a web page. You can tell that blind people have had a real hand in its development, and people have to use this stuff on a day-to-day basis. So I'm enjoying that. There's about 40 blind people who work for Freedom Scientific. Of course, there are two blind people on the board, and you can really feel that substantial influence. And as someone who's been a bit of an activist and an advocate in the blind community, I strongly believe that we're in the best position as blind people to determine how best our technology works. But anyway, I've been getting to know them, the products, and we'll be working with the engineering team and others to put the roadmap together for the PacMate. Already, I can say that we've got some great things on the drawing board. I tend not to want to foreshadow those things, partly because obviously that's information that would be tipping off to competitors, but also because I think people tend to want to get information about something when they're ready to have it now. You know, if we foreshadow things too early, and then maybe there's an area in the development cycle that requires more work, people get disappointed, and I don't want to do that. But I've been listening, talking to a lot of PacMate users, and I think we're on track for some exciting developments.
One of the issues that I personally have run into, as well as I've seen on the PacMate list, is this issue of being able to use WPA encryption for wireless connectivity with the PacMate. Do you know if this is something that Freedom Scientific is currently working on, or what is the current strategy for getting customers to be able to utilize WPA encryption? From the research that I have done, it looks as though this will require an actual operating system upgrade to Windows CE version 5.0. Does the current PacMate hardware allow for this upgrade to this operating system, or are customers expecting to see some sort of a hardware refresh to be able to get to this level of support?
Well, my understanding is the same as yours, that at the moment WPA is not supported in any form under Pocket PC 2003. At the moment, I can say that we are working on some great developments. I don't want to be any more specific about those things, but I think that PacMate users need have no fear about being stuck with technology that somehow falls by the wayside. We're absolutely committed to keeping this product current and right on the cutting edge of technology.
What about JAWS for Windows? I know you're going to be focusing primarily on the hardware side of things, but do you feel that you'll be able to provide any influence in that area? Obviously, it would probably impact the PacMate potentially anyway, since Pocket JAWS and JAWS for Windows on the desktop are so tightly, you know, brothered together like that. Do you think that that might be a possibility of you being able to drive some direction in that area as well?
Well, Eric Damery is most definitely the JAWS man, and he's made a fantastic contribution to this industry. He works really... I've been so pleased to see the way that he works with all of the developers, the test team, everybody beavering away on JAWS. Eric has made it very clear that if I have any ideas that I want to contribute to the melting pot, that would be gratefully received. I'm in dialogue with the testing team. We discuss things. Obviously, ultimately, it is up to Eric what goes into the product, but he's very open-minded, and we have conversations pretty much on a daily basis. So, sure, I'll toss some ideas into the mix, and we'll see where they come out. We all tend to work pretty together and constructively. I don't think anybody's particularly territorial. If somebody's got a good idea, the most important thing is that it ends up in the hands of blind people.
Now, obviously, with your internet radio broadcasting work, you've been pretty visible in the community. And do you foresee that continuing in reference to involvement on mailing lists? And potentially, do you think some of the mailing lists may come in-house, or maybe new mailing lists coming in-house for, say, the PacMate, for example?
I guess that when I left ACB Radio, there were people who said, look, we want to find a way to keep in touch and find out how you're getting on. And blogging was becoming kind of the thing, and I thought I'd try my hand at this. For a wee while, I've kind of wished that I could just be a little bit less prominent, to be honest. There are pressures associated with having that kind of profile. And so I thought that when I changed jobs, it was a kind of end of a particular chapter and the beginning of a new one, and that would be an appropriate time to stop doing the blog. And, you know, the job that I have now is extremely demanding. That's not a complaint. I'm absolutely delighted to have it, but it's important to get a good balance between family life and work life, and it doesn't leave a lot of time for things like blogging or internet broadcasting probably. So I'm kind of happy to just beaver away for Freedom Scientific and then spend what leisure time I have kind of just hanging out and doing stuff and watching TV and listening to other people doing the internet thing. The mailing lists, you know, it's quite a good infrastructure the way it's working at the moment. One of the things that I was really impressed about when I came on board with Freedom Scientific was the PacMate Gear website, which is run by a group of really dedicated people. And you can go to PacMateGear.com and they have a collection of software and a list of devices that they've tried and have been found to work with PacMate, all sorts of drivers there for installing. Now, that's not a Freedom Scientific site. That's a group of PacMate users who've got together and created this sense of community. And I think that's the kind of atmosphere that can be fostered with the scripting environment and the open nature of the platform that PacMate runs on. They have a PacMate list that runs on PacMate Gear, and I don't really see the need to duplicate that effort. It's a long-established list. It's extremely well-run and moderated. I'm on that list, as are some other Freedom Scientific people, and we're happy to respond where appropriate. But often what I find is that by the time I get around to taking a look at the list, and I try to review it every day or two, a question I could have answered, a knowledgeable member of the PacMate community has already answered. And so in a way, the community helps each other out. And I kind of think, well, you know, if it ain't broke, we probably won't want to fix that.
So it's safe to say then that PacMate customers will be able to feel pretty secure that you'll be pretty visible on the PacMate Gear list as well as other internet forums where topics like this might be discussed. Is that right?
I always believe that people pay a significant amount for this technology and that they feel an increased sense of ownership and confidence if key people in the organization are there to answer questions and to get their feedback. So that's always been my way of operating, and I'll be very present on the PacMate list. And even if I'm not always responding, I read every message and make notes about suggestions that come up. You made the point that the WPA issue has come up on the PacMate list, for example, so that definitely gets a note on my list of things that users are asking for.
Great. And now I know that there's, of course, the Freedom Scientific newsletter, which comes out, I think, what is that, monthly? I believe that's correct.
You know, I don't know how often it comes out. I've certainly seen it come out before I worked for Freedom. Yes, the At Freedom Scientific newsletter. Lots
yeah,
of good stuff in
yeah,
there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering now, is this something that you might be doing a little more frequently for example, PacMate tips and tricks? Might that be something that might be podcastable from the Freedom Scientific website?
I think a PacMate podcast would be a really good idea. Whether Freedom Scientific does it or the PacMate Gear people do it, maybe that's something we could think about. Obviously, if the PacMate Gear people did it and I was involved as they felt was appropriate, that might allow a bit more flexibility. But yeah, I think any technology that we can use collaboratively with the PacMate user community to get the word out and help people to make the most of their PacMate, we'd be really interested in embracing that.
A little bit earlier, you had mentioned your blog, and I definitely wanted to touch on that subject, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Now, the Mosin Explosion obviously has been an extremely popular both blog and internet show and podcast and all kinds of interesting things that have appeared up there. And there was an announcement, I believe the same day that the press release came out, announcing that you wouldn't be posting to the blog anymore. And then a few days later, the blog went away.
Mm-hmm.
And for many that know that it was actually hosted on LiveJournal, we hopped over there to see, oh, great, well, at least the content would be available over there. And apparently, no, it is actually now deleted, and, which to many from actually seeing some comments both personally as well as on mailing lists as well, it came as a bit of a surprise that it actually would be actually removed and physically deleted for the content not to be, you know, viewable anymore. And I'm just curious if you'd like to address that, and you know why was it actually removed from public view?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is quite dated, for one thing. From another thing, I find that often, and you may well find this still with main menu, I certainly found it with main menu, that if you take the time to review a piece of software or hardware or whatever it might be, suddenly people kind of transmogrify you into the tech support for that thing that you've reviewed. And so I used to get a huge amount of emails from people about different products that I had reviewed and stuff like that. And honestly, this really comes back to the point I made earlier, that I'm kind of looking for a life that's a little bit more in balance, given the significant responsibilities that I have. And so I just felt that it was appropriate to really kind of disappear from that internet scene. If I wanted to make a break from it, then it needs to be a clean break.
I noticed a couple of days ago that on MosinExplosion.com, the links that were there for the Skype and Google tutorials are no longer available. So, I had two questions for you. First of all, are the Skype and Google tutorials still available for purchase at MosinExplosion.com? And, secondly, for those that bought the update subscription service for the Skype tutorial until April of 2007, do you plan on continuing to update that?
Well, second question first, absolutely. People have paid in good faith, and so if there was a significant new version of Skype, they are working on 2.6, and to be honest, the beta I've seen of 2.6 has so few new features that I'm not sure if it warrants a tutorial update. But assuming there are significant updates in the Skype client, then yes, there will be a revision of that tutorial, and they will continue to be produced until 2007. Again, after some reflection, it does take a lot of time to administer those tutorials, to keep records of who's purchased what and everything like that. So again, I decided that it was probably easier to take those off the market for new purchases. But as I say, the Skype plan, which has an ongoing commitment, that will definitely be honored.
In 2005, at the CSUN Technology Conference, there was a presentation given where the Braille Note was compared with the PacMate. A number of months later, you wrote a response to this and made it available on the HumanWare website. Now that you are working for Freedom Scientific, might we see a new presentation comparing the Braille Note versus the PacMate?
Well, it might be. I suppose that every so often what happens, last year, I think, at the ACB convention in Las Vegas, they had a thing from Bits called the Clash of the Titans, and I thought that was actually quite a useful format because they had representatives from a number of assistive technology companies present, and the panel, and then I think the audience, were asked a range of questions. And I think that's quite a useful format because it means that whoever is speaking for a given company at any given time is able to articulate what they perceive to be the advantages of their particular product. So that's a format that I'd be happy to participate in at some point in the future.
All right, great, because I think it would be really interesting, especially here, you know, a perspective with the expertise now that you'll have in both product lines.
Yeah, and I think in the end, when you're making this choice, and it is a big choice to make, because if you're getting funding for this kind of technology, you may only get that funding once every 5 years max, perhaps. And so when you're looking at this choice, I think in the end, what has to be the ultimate determinant and what influenced me ultimately was, how many things can you do with this device? What functions can you do? Because what often happens is that you think when you get a device that your needs are going to be quite limited. You know, well, maybe I just want to do a bit of email so I can talk to my kids in another state or something, and perhaps do a little bit of web surfing, and then you find that you gain confidence. And so it's important to start to think about, can this product grow with me as my confidence grows and my requirements expand?
Do you think that there may be some training material developed to help bridge the gap between, say, Braille Note customers to PacMate. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, that the Braille Note interface was really designed for the blind in mind, as opposed mm-hmm. to using an off-the-shelf, you know, like Outlook type experience or Microsoft Word, you know, type experience. Do you think that that may be something that you'll be involved with to try to develop, to try to bridge that gap for those customers coming from Humanware, especially with the announcement of the new open plan that Freedom Scientific is offering?
Well, you know, that's a really good idea worth thinking about. I notice, I don't know if it's still there in the latest version of Word, but I know that you could go to the help menu of Word, and then there'd be this option there called Help for Word Perfect Users. You remember seeing that there?
Oh, yes. It's still there, actually, yeah.
Right, okay. And you see, that was put there to reflect the fact that a lot of people were moving from WordPerfect to Word, and so that's something that perhaps could be considered. I think the other thing, too, is that a lot of people who are using JAWS obviously are going to be up and running with the PacMate in a very short period. So that training would perhaps concentrate on people who have not had any familiarity with the Windows environment before. And the nice thing is that if you do gain that familiarity with the Windows environment, then it's going to stand you in good stead if you ever decide that you want to work a little closer with a PC, for example, because if you know how to use the PacMate and JAWS for Pocket PC, then you know how to use JAWS for Windows pretty much in some form.
Now, one of the other things that was mentioned earlier was that you're using the PacMate in your home. And do you know if some work is being done? Obviously, Windows Vista is coming out sometime next year from Microsoft. And do you know if that will impact the PacMate at all? I know, obviously, it will impact JAWS on the desktop. And I'm just wondering if remote desktop capability will remain on the PacMate for JAWS users with Vista.
I wouldn't want to give you a half-baked answer to that. It's something that at this point I haven't discussed with our development team. So that's something I'm not at this point qualified to comment on. I believe that Windows Vista has built-in synchronization. They've kind of incorporated Active Sync into Windows Vista itself, so it's not an additional utility that you download. But I don't know what impact that will have right now, but I'm sure that we'll be prepared for it. We're obviously working busily on the impact of Vista in a number of our product lines.
Okay, great. And speaking of Active Sync, and it's only because Microsoft continues to come out with newer versions of this thing, and I was just wondering if there's a statement that Freedom Scientific has made in reference to this as to what versions of Active Sync are recommended. I know that the one that ships with the PacMate is a little bit older than what's currently available for download on the web. Have you used any of the later versions of Active Sync with your PacMate, and have you found them to be as accessible, or are you recommending to stick with the older versions of Active Sync?
Well, Microsoft actually has ActiveSync 3.8 still available on its website for download, as well as the 4.x series. And I would recommend 3.8, not because version 4 doesn't work, because it actually does work with PacMate, but you do lose an important piece of functionality for now, and that is that Microsoft have disabled ActiveSync connections over Wi-Fi in version 4, apparently because of security concerns. I really enjoy using ActiveSync over Wi-Fi, so for now I'm continuing to use 3.8, and I understand that that's what a lot of PacMate users are continuing to do.
Jonathan, has there been any recent additions to software or firmware additions to the PacMate that customers may want to be aware of?
Absolutely. We've just released something which will be of great use to PacMate QX owners who need to work in multiple languages. Now, already, you can download Eloquence Languages at no additional charge from the Freedom Scientific website. You don't have to pay an additional cost just to install different languages on PacMate. But we've now introduced a multi-language keyboard option, which is a free download. You just go to freedomscientific.com, you choose the PacMate headquarters link, and under that, you'll find a link for the multi-language keyboard. And that installs an additional 8 languages. Once that's installed, you go to the start menu, you choose settings, and you can go to keyboard, and you'll find that you can choose which language you wish to write in. So this is significant for the QX because obviously on QWERTY keyboards, or what English people call QWERTY keyboards, the layout of the keyboard is slightly different depending on the language that you're writing in. So on the BX, you know, we've had this for some time, you just choose the Braille table that you want to use, and the BX will convert the combination of Braille dots that you're writing into the appropriate language. Now we're offering that same functionality to QX users by changing your QWERTY keyboard layout. And we had UK English and British English already included with the 4 release of the software. Now we've got 8 additional languages there.
I would like to sincerely thank you, Jonathan, for joining us this week. Is there anything else that you would like to bring up for our Main Menu listeners?
Just to thank people, really. I've had some great supportive messages. I'd like to thank all of the people who I worked with at Humanware. I worked with some fantastic people there. And there were some very dedicated and brilliant people, and it was a privilege to work with those people. And also to thank so many people who've been welcoming of me to Freedom Scientific. I've had some very generous and kind messages. And I'm feeling extremely motivated and enthused about the future. And I think that when we come back and perhaps talk in a year from now, people will have seen some really exciting features to make a fantastic product even better.
Now, many people have wondered if you're going to now move back to the United States, maybe to Florida, since, of course, that's where Freedom Scientific is, the main headquarters is at. Are you going to move?
Lovely sunny spot, Florida, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. Except for the weather sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you go to ATIA in January and it's absolutely beautiful. No, I'm not going to move to Florida. The Freedom Scientific folks are extremely technologically literate, as you would expect. I'm on for hours at a time on Skype and various other forms of communication, dialoguing with people I need to interact with. And it does mean that my hours are a little bit interesting because sometimes I'm up at 3 or 4 in the morning, but that's fine. No, I'm happy here in New Zealand, close to my family, and that's where I'll be staying for the well and truly foreseeable future.
Well, Jonathan, before we let you go, would you like to give us some contact information as to how people might be able to reach you at Freedom Scientific and how they might be able to get more product information, especially about this new open plan that Freedom Scientific has recently announced?
Yeah, the open plan is pretty prominently displayed on our website right now at www.freedomscientific.com. And, of course, I'm available at jmosen@freedomscientific.com. And we'll be obviously happy to point you in the right direction of somebody who could assist you with any inquiries that you have that are sales-related in terms of the PacMate or the Focus Braille displays, which are a great product, or Sierra, or any of the other products that we're involved with.